This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. One quarter of the world's population is between the ages of 10 and 24, and nearly 9 out of 10 of these teens live in the developing world. In contrast to developed nations such as the U.S., health issues for young people in low-income countries are not so much governed by dangerous play, risk-taking, drug use, experimentation, and time with friends. Rather, the health of teens are a result of poverty, lack of education, and exposure to harm in their environment. Teens in these developing countries often have significant family work obligations that require that they spend long hours working, often for low wages, in dangerous conditions. Others, particularly female teens, are the primary caregivers either for their younger brothers and sisters or to older disabled family members. Add to these social obligations issues such as urban sprawl, overcrowding, poor control of automobile and pedestrian traffic, pollution, and toxic exposure to substances that have long ago been banned in Western countries, chemicals like lead. As a result, there's a large increase in the risk of injury, in developmental delays, and in premature death. In a nutshell, growing up poor is dangerous. Not surprisingly, female teens fare far worse than males in terms of health, social isolation, and literacy. Studies report that the lower the literacy level, the greater the chance of early marriage and of teenage pregnancy. Psychological trauma early in life, often called ACEs or adverse childhood experiences, can have a profound effect on normal adult development, both physical and emotional health. Adversity in childhood leads to higher rates of suicide, depression, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. According to a report in the journal Nature, we still know relatively little about teenage health in low- and middle-income countries. There's little data on how teens in resource-poor nations spend their days, how much access they have to media, and what they believe will keep them healthy. While there have been significant advances in health for infants and children and mothers and even the elderly, teens have been ignored. For all the mentioned reasons, teens are the least likely of any age group to access the healthcare system. Despite all these differences, there are still some similarities with American teens. Throughout the world, teens are the highest users of mobile phones, social media, electronic games, and other services and devices. Now, this offers a chance to both collect better data on health behaviors and to target teens with health messages that can have a real impact on such conditions such as AIDS, teenage pregnancy, nutrition, and menstruation. Only with a realistic understanding of the lives of young people in low- and middle-income countries can we intervene to promote a healthier, wiser population that will soon be tomorrow's adults. This is Dr. Michael with a second opinion.